This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I was trying to get Isla to put her headphones on during that song so we could rock out together. She's looking at me like I'm a crazy woman. I'm going, Come on, put your headphones on. Come on, put them on.
She didn't know. And then I walked in and threw her out of here. Get out of here.
She usually just pops up from the bottom. Like, she's so tiny. She just, like, her little head, there's like half her face kind of showing at the bottom of the screen. I'm like, hey, put your headphones on. Let's rock out.
So if you don't know, I'm in my wife's office. We've been broadcasting from home now for 10 months.
Hold on. I can tell you the exact amount of time. It is week number 44, day 3.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in the 10th month.
And right outside my door is my daughter who's homeschooling. And for example, I just walked by before she came in here to see you. And she goes, hey, you want to know what I just learned? I go, sure. What did you learn? And she goes, I learned that you can make a playground out of recycled plastic. Tell your friends. And I go, what?
She said, tell your friends?
Yeah. She goes, go in there and tell your coworkers. Tell your friends. You can make a playground out of plastic, recycled plastic. And I go, well, okay. And she goes,
I have to melt down the bottles?
I don't know. What do you think? I started asking questions. I was busy. And then she goes, and I'm going to paint a rainbow on a used, an empty Scotch tape holder.
Oh.
And I go, yeah, okay. Tell your friends. All right. And I plan not to tell you. And then because she came in here and.
Frankly, you know, she's gotten very yes and no with me. Like, I want her to come in and tell her friends herself. Like, I would have loved to have heard about the recycled plastic playground and the tape dispenser rainbow unit.
Like, the school element has changed her ability to hang, and so she's got pressures now.
Oh.
She's got mom breathing down her neck to get back into your class. This is peak school time right now. So she's ditching class to tell, to look into.
The friends, right.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, everyone. That's what's going on here. But elsewhere, we have texts, and I'd love to read those to you. Some of you are just pigs. Come on.
Oh, God. What are they saying?
You monsters.
Talking about your mom, huh?
Yes.
She is. Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. Oh, okay, says the guy who named my mom Cocoa Butter Thighs. Okay.
Well, your mom used to lay out naked.
Well, we don't know if your mom did or not, because you just don't want to tell us anything about her.
Right. Yes, you're
but
right.
But the things you have told us, we'll never let you forget.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, my maternal grandfather was born in 1883. He passed away in the early 70s when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, but do you have a picture of him? Are you saying no? None?
Well, nothing? Probably his old guy, they do, you know?
Yeah, someone else wrote in. Oh, I got to jump forward. I have pictures of my grandmother at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk. Let's hope it's when she's a kid, because otherwise there's no, that's not special. But if she's young, then there's a lot of restaurants here that put up early photos of Santa Cruz. And it's really neat to see not only the old cars, but spots that you recognize and go, oh,
well, even when you wait for the Giant Dipper, they have all those historical photos of, you know, the first day it opened. I think, didn't it just celebrate 100 years?
It's yes.
So
been
they
around
and,
a while.
Yeah. I mean, that's, and people had the same thrill. It's sort of hard to believe. You feel like the olden days were just old and everything was boring and no one smiles in photos. So it's not like everyone looks really unhappy. and just morose. Just
that's my new that's my New Year's resolution, to start keeping a straight face. I use the same stupid smile in every picture.
What's wrong with that? That's it's your smile.
My
it's
nose
you in a picture. There's a smile.
You know, I mean,
it's better than this face that you do.
Well, okay, that one's no good either. But I'm just saying, I could just go like this.
Oh yeah, the blue steel.
Oh yeah, that's real suave, dude.
Blue steel. That's the one.
415 says, Vinny never said that, Sarah.
Oh, okay. That's the one person who didn't hear you say it?
No, there's a lot of them.
Really?
408
What about the other side?
I haven't gotten to that side yet.
Uh-huh.
408 says, just requested pictures of my dad from my cousin. My dad immigrated from Iran in 1954 and has no family photos. Thanks for getting this all started.
Oh.
I thought it was one of those weird things like that you trip on and go, I wonder if anybody else has not seen pictures of their mom when they were kids.
Brent, I wonder if there are photos of your dad or mom as children in Vietnam. Like, you have a ton of family back there, don't you?
Yeah. I don't even know where to start with that.
Well, start by asking your dad to reach out to them and see if there's any photos.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'd love to see that.
Me too.
Wouldn't you trip out? Your dad's hard as nails, but wonder if you see a picture of him
as
a
little boy
crying over his binky. Give me that back.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
805 says, oh, thanks, Sarah, for the best laugh I've had in a while.
Oh, you're welcome.
510 says, OMG, I am crying. I love thinking about Sandy as a brick house. LOL, Sarah singing Brick House about Sandy. Heading home from a long night shift at the hospital. Thanks for making me laugh. Thank you for the work you do.
Yeah, no doubt. I hope you
And don't ever laugh at my mom again. That's just not right.
Come on, Natalia. Stop laughing at Vinny's mom. God, she didn't get the memo. Vinny has spoken. I feel your frustration. God. Will this ever end? What kind of show is this?
And what kind of show is this? My friend has only one photo of his dad. He was lost at sea when my friend was still an infant. He has no memories of
him. Oh, God. Lost at sea?
One picture is all he's got.
Oh, that's tragic. Oh.
Well, the sea is big. It's easy to get lost out there.
Terrible, tragic ending.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't Sarah met Vin's mom?
Yeah. She's not putting her wares on display. She's a demure woman.
She's a modest lady. And there's no chance. I've never seen my mom naked.
Never?
Never.
Even you didn't accidentally walk in somewhere?
I've never seen my mom naked that I have any memory of.
Or that you're willing to admit to.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
I get it, Vin.
She was you.
Wherever there's a naked lady, there's some boy trying to, only you would know. I'm not saying you drilled a hole through the wall. That was kind of my brother's move, but I'm not putting it past you either. I know you.
Anyway, the point is that she was the only lady in the house.
Were you breastfed? You weren't breastfed, were you?
I wasn't, no.
She didn't share them with you. Well, they were all for your dad. He was
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, you're trying to make me barf right here? Are you
I feel like
you can make that happen because you're
getting
close.
Back on steroids or something.
Are you on steroids?
No. I'm just having a good day. It's a hump day, man. I just found out I got Monday off. What?
Trip out on this.
All right,
you know how I used to smoke and had to quit? Well, I didn't have to. I could still smoke, but I wanted to quit. And you're doing the vape.
Yeah.
My brother got on Chantix and quit smoking. And he's like, yeah, my insurance covers it. So I've been taking Chantix and I quit smoking. And I go, how are the dreams? And he's like, crazy. But I don't smoke. And I was like, good for you, dude. It's a hard thing to stop.
It is.
But apparently that stuff helps.
My cousin's been trying to get me on Chantix for years.
Oh, really? She's done it?
It's my my cousin's a doctor. Brad. I've told you about him.
Oh, Brad.
He was like a early adopter. He's seen it work, and I was like,
I like smoking.
Yeah. Well, I and now I vape, so I should quit, but I'm not. It's expensive.
Smoking is?
Well, smoking, yes. I'm sure it's probably even more expensive, but these, you know, the e-cigs are expensive. And they're just.
I don't think you stay on the Chantix, though, right?
No,
you use
I don't
it,
think
you
so.
Get off, and then you move on with your life.
Well, that's what you hope for, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's doing good. So anybody out there struggling, it seems to have worked for him.
Keith was a smoker? Or
oh,
or
yeah.
Nicky?
No, Nick never smoked, but Keith, yeah. Yep. Hmm. Keith was close enough in age to me to follow me through all the dumb things I did. Nice. Hey, follow me, kid.
And run right past you into some of them. I mean,
yes, he did.
Was,
you are right.
We all think you're a pretty wild person. He's a that kid. Whew.
Yep.
I'm glad
650
he settled down.
Says,
good looking guy.
You, oh God, you just you haven't done enough for one day.
From.
You gotta. I mean, come on.
What? I think your brother's cute. So what? What are you jealous?
You need to wait 15 minutes after the vaccine to see if you get side effects. So the drive-through wouldn't work for that.
Oh, I have heard that because some people are having pretty bad allergic reactions, I've heard that they're asking you to hang close.
In some cases, I think if you're not used to the flu shot, which I'm not saying these two are the same thing, but right. they have, you will get a sore arm just from the flu shot.
Yes.
So
incredibly
the side effects, just that alone is enough to make you go like, ah, mm-hmm. what the heck? So depending on whether you know what to expect or not, you may very well be pissed off after you know, even if you just have a sore arm, you might be like, that's
hey,
too much.
What's going on here?
I didn't want
hey.
That. Anyway.
I don't want some arm
okay.
Pinching.
You're just back from 2 weeks off, and now you got a three-day weekend. I suppose you also get President's Day off next month. Oh, good
I
for you.
I think we do have President's
we
Day
do.
Off.
And
yeah.
we also have July 5th off because July 4th is on a Sunday. So.
You two appear to be making it worse. This person's never
upset.
Mind.
Okay,
no, they're
sorry.
Happy for us. I can tell they're happy for
no,
us.
They're just jealous.
I don't make the rules. I just print it out.
Yeah, so. Listen, we just have to take the day off. It's not our fault. We don't even want to. They just told us we had to. Look, it's MLK Day. You know, you got to take a couple minutes and think about this man.
It's important. You're right. Yeah. Ring Central is advertised on KCBS all the time. It's a business service, nothing to do with Ring, the doorbell company.
Oh.
Another person says, Ring Central is a company that offers VOIP phone systems, nothing to do with Ring doorbells, which is now Amazon.
Oh. Voice over internet protocol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and apparently they're the new sponsor of the Coliseum, which I don't think will be in use much longer if the A's get the stadium they want.
They say that's where phone calls are going, too, that, you know, voice over internet can be up to studio quality if you can hook up a... Isn't that what Comrex uses?
Yes.
I don't... Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Someone else says Ring Central is like Zoom.
Oh. So they have a video element?
They
well,
must.
Whatever. Congratulations on your new stadium, Ring Central.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
The new old stadium.
Yeah, exactly. New to you.
415 says, what? A three-day weekend? Normally, I would say you guys deserve it. I'm not sure what to say. And Nicole, you're not helping.
Except you are. Thanks for confirming that. Woo!
Well, I just want to make sure because what happens if we don't have it off and you guys are like, no, we have it off and I'm just here by myself.
Yeah,
like,
that wouldn't be good. You'll do a
crack
show,
that
I'm
mic
sure.
and get some
just
practice.
Just start lying. Just start telling all these weird stories of yours that are all made up.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
And by the way, for listeners, yeah, we'll have a day off here or there, but I don't think we have another vacation coming up until like the summer or something. I don't really know.
We haven't even planned it yet. Have we?
Yeah, if we
well,
have one.
I mean, we're as this person points out, we just came off 2 weeks. We wouldn't
right.
think.
Why would we be thinking of that?
Who What's
would
our
think
next
of that?
Vacation like?
Actually,
maybe
I
April,
hadn't
huh?
thought about a three-day weekend until it was texted into my phone.
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My husband is the child of Chinese and Korean immigrants, has only seen one photo of his mom as a kid with his grandma. That is the only photo he's seen of his grandmother as she passed prior to his mother's immigration. The only photos of his father are from high school in San Francisco.
Mm.
Yeah, it's weird that of people of a certain generation, and I consider myself of an age that I should have seen those.
Yeah.
You'd think that they, I mean, cameras were in use.
Absolutely.
And yet, no.
Mm. So is she going to send you more? Like, is she going to go home and take
I hope so.
Of them?
Yeah, I mean, I really thought it was neat to get
it's
a
great.
Look into the old house that they lived in. And
yeah.
You know, there's a lot there that you don't really, and my, one of them was of my aunt and my uncle, her little sister and brother, and it was Christmas morning. And by the way, Christmas morning has changed considerably over the years, ladies and gentlemen, as the amount of presents my kids got probably just this year is more than they got in their whole childhood growing up.
Right.
So my uncle is sitting next to what looks like a Texaco gas station toy.
Oh. Is it a Weeble thing?
No, it's before that. This is like not even, it doesn't look fun, and it looks like it's made of metal. So it looks like it could hurt you.
I'll bet you that thing be worth cajillions now if he probably just left it in the box. A metal Texaco station. That's great.
Yeah,
he was
gas.
Like, I just want to pump gas when I grow up. That's what I want to do. I want to work at a gas station.
Crazy. Long nails. Forget how you eat. How do you clean your backside?
Vinny, is this the Texaco station that your brother that your uncle had?
Ding, ding, ding. That's
oh, my God.
One.
It has the garage bays where you can pull your car in. It's got some the pumps.
That's what my uncle got for Christmas. And by the way, that was all he got for like.
Well, it was probably quite expensive.
I don't know.
You know,
but
it was the big present. That mm-hmm. and an orange in your stocking and Merry freaking Christmas to you. Here's your tin cup, kid.
What did you have to Google to get that, Bryn?
Texaco gas station toy.
Olden
see, how
days.
What's it worth? What's it worth?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Let me
find
see.
That out. Yeah.
Let's see. Can I buy one of these on eBay, maybe?
Yeah, there you go. Bid on it. See if you can get it.
Let's see. $200 is the first one I see.
Oh, that's not that much.
How about mint condition in the box? Kids, don't play with your toys. Put them away. Put them away for a rainy day. A rainy day many, many years from now. God, man, I think of all the old Star Wars toys and all that crap that was floating around our house. Probably, if we'd never touched it, it would have been worth money. But toys are made to be played with. Just ask Woody and the gang.
Let's see here. 510 says, sausage is what you won't eat whole. Spam is what they don't put in sausage. And Scrapple is what they won't put in Spam.
It's what they scrape up and mix with salt. Delicious. Yeah, they use it all. That's good, though. They use it all.
Former Minnesota farm girl turned vegetarian here, throwing up in my mouth a bit as you talk about Scrapple.
Good stuff.
Spam. Yeah. Stuff posing as meat.
Stuff. That's a good description. It's some stuff. Just don't ask too many questions. Just enjoy.
You grill the Spam with a little teriyaki before you put it in musubi. I like it a little crispy, caramelized edges.
I like my Spam crispy. It's a little too wiggly. Like, wiggly meat is not ideal. So you got to crisp that crap up, you know?
You're saying it wrong. It's pronounced moo-soo-bee.
Musubi.
Musubi.
Subi. Should be called moo-sushi.
My in-laws are from Gloucester, Massachusetts, and believe me, they say scallop.
Scallop. It's Gloucester.
Whatever.
I know it's spelled Gloucester. It's actually spelled like Gloucester.
It's Gloucester, right. That was my best guess at a bad pronunciation.
I'm the Gloucester fisherman.
I make belts. Bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato.
Ooh.
Bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato.
I like it.
Sounds good.
We make, when we get English muffins, sometimes I make egg McMuffins, but I make them delicious, you know. Piece of cheese right on the hot muffin, then the egg on top.
I've had
that
of yours.
Oh, yeah. I've made the big slab of tomato, some lettuce, some avocado.
Too, you're fast.
Well, you know, it doesn't take long to cook an egg.
How do you like your eggs? I'm like a little runny. Boom! Couldn't believe it how good
they're
a cook
so
you were.
They're so good, though, huh?
Yeah. Delicious. A little bit of salt and pepper.
Thank you. That's nice of you to say. My kid freaks out when I make those. I'm like, I made you a McMuffin. He's like, oh, I love you. Thank you. Like, anything for love, I'll do it.
But push it under the door. I don't want to see
you. Yeah, I don't want to see you, though. Can you squeeze it through that keyhole there? That won't be too messy.
Leave it outside the door. Get down right. the hall and scream that you've left
right.
my view before I
okay,
open the door.
Okay, you can come out now. Okay, I left.
I love you.
I'm in the laundry room doing your laundry for you. Do you want some orange juice? Go back in your room. I'll put an OJ outside the door, hon.
831 says, I never missed an episode of Jeopardy, and I think Ken is doing great. But I honestly care less about the host and more about the questions and contestants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hosting job is a difficult position, but it's you don't want too much.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the real problem is the person who comes in and doesn't understand that the right. game is the star.
I want to make my mark on this show.
Right.
And make it my signature piece. Or you could just read the questions.
Right.
It's really all the job is.
I got on a roll last night. That's why I stayed there watching. But I thought Ken was doing... I was just trying to give him credit because he's not someone who came up through TV.
Right.
Although, I guess he did enough weeks on that show that he's at least feels comfortable on the set, right?
Right. And he probably knows all the producers and all the people that work there. And I'm sure they did practice shows with him, too, you know, just to kind of get him in the groove before they threw him on national television.
925 says, when I was 18, I used to eat McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, too. However, when I went to the doctor to get blood work, my cholesterol was through the roof. My doctor told me if I didn't change my diet, I was going to have heart issues.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, the story you did about Ocho Cinco with his McDonald habit, yes, he may still have a great body, but he may be that guy that has really...
A ticking time bomb.
Serious health problems.
Right.
Nurse here. I'm cringing hard at the McDonald's diet talk. No, 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 no.
I know. The funniest part of that is when he says, I saw that Supersize Me. That's just a movie. It's not real.
Well, it's not really my place to talk about this, but I'll do it anyway. My wife's stepdad loved fast food. Ate it daily, three times a day.
Oh,
thought
boy.
It was the best. Like, would talk about it like it was his drug. Like,
oh, well, it was.
It
they
was,
say the
right.
stuff in that will get you addicted to
Every
it.
Every single thing that on the menu was his favorite item. You know what I mean? And he
right.
knew what he wanted. And
what
he
was his fast food of choice?
I don't know because I didn't really like talking to him about it. He was overweight and he had a heart problem. And then he got the come to Jesus talk from the doctor. And unfortunately, even though he dropped all the weight, and worked really hard to get it together.
Oh, wow, Vin.
He passed
Over
away.
Over the course of you knowing him?
Yes. This
wow.
went down like this. I'm telling you, the doctor said, you're going to die. You have to lose this weight. And he was just about to retire and go
they
out in
their,
his RV.
They ordered their RV.
And had and passed away on his bike, trying to ride away from the bad diet he'd been on for 40 years. So, you know, Chad Ochocinco may be someone you think is...
Yeah, don't. That's not a role model for your eating habits,
not,
no matter how much you run or work out. It's terrible. It's just food that has no value. It's
well,
fine.
Well, it can be delicious.
Absolutely. You're on a road trip, stop in at a McDonald's, go ahead. But if you're eating that breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're setting yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just a movie, Super Size Me. That's a documentary.
Right.
Not a movie. That is real, Chad Ochocinco.
A Science. Lot of people wrote in about the Stefan, whatever that guy's name is.
The guy who has $234 million worth of Bitcoin locked in a hard drive he can't open.
He's
this
locked
is
out
the
of it.
Most tragic story. What'd you say? Two chances left, right? To guess his own password.
On his hard drive that he's got this information locked in, he gets 10 guesses at the password before it just encrypts itself for good and shuts down. And he's had 8, has 2 left to access his $234 million.
I love the texter's idea about going to get hit. Why not try to get hypnotized? Why not?
You, someone just else try says, it. He should give $5 million to a hacker.
You could give half. It's still more than you have your hands on now.
Well, but, you know.
It's zero or half, whatever. I mean, it's still over $100 million.
I don't know how that works. Can a hacker possibly go, yeah, I couldn't get in? You know what
yes,
I mean?
A hacker probably could do that. Hackers, not the most upstanding of citizens, but not the worst either.
Oh, I like them. They're nice people.
We must say that because we do not want to be hacked.
Right.
They're my favorite people.
I have a lot more, but I'm completely out of time. So thanks for texting in, and we'll be back after these to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Vinny, thank you. I had a great time today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. It was a really fun show, especially that part about your mom. Oh. Mwah. Love Sandy. I do love Sandy.
Okay, the headphones are going to go flying.
Don't do it. You don't want to break more headphones. Who's going to give you a new pair? You have to go get more. You got to go out if you do that. It's your call, man.
You
going to surf today?
I believe I have a date with my missus today.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, my God. So fun. Go get something super yummy for lunch.
I don't know. I'll do whatever it is she wants to do. She certainly deserves a break and a chance to get out. So
I
whatever that is.
To get laid.
What's that?
Beach. I hope she wants to get for you. I'm hoping I have hopes for you. I hope she wants
I'm with you. I'm hearing that and thinking, well, I wonder what the chances of that are. I hope that's on
the ocean.
I hope that's on the plan. I doubt it, but I hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had high hopes. Anyway.
You're on a roll today, kid.
Yeah, she is.
I know. Thank you. It's 13th. Is anything? No. So a week until inauguration. That's all on our minds. I might try to not watch the news today. That'd be fun. I'm sure TMZ will let me know. I'll try it. We'll see. I got some stuff I can do.
You'd be surprised how little control you have at this point over how things go.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that trips me out when people are so heavily addicted to every morsel of info and they're so anxious and, you know, clenched and unable to sleep. And you go, you know, grinding your teeth isn't changing the outcome at all.
Worry about the things you can't. What is it? Grant me the wisdom to change the things I can.
Oh, the Serenity Prayer. Well, Look it up, people. It's very smart.
Right.
It's really good for you. Meditate on that. There's the anyway, we got to go.
We do.
Don't say the Serenity Prayer around V. Hale. She's busy.
Yeah, she is super not into that right now.
She's busy with her drinks.
All right, you're going to give me that? Well, I'm going to take a shot every time. That's part of her drinking game, her life drinking game. She doesn't do that before she gets on the air, though. She is ready to rock. V. Hale, followed by Jane. We're on 24/7. Follow us at radio.com or just, you know, do the old-fashioned thing and listen to your actual radio. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.